Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Imogen Ragone, an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington, Delaware. And we're going to talk today about how to deal with the fact if you have a website, more and more people are accessing websites on mobile devices, smartphones, tablets and the like, and what's important for you to do to make sure you don't lose that segment of the market. Imogen, welcome to the show.
Very glad to be here, Robert.
So you and I had this same conversation, I think, about 2 years ago.
Yes.
And at the time we said that the ideas that we were going to talk about would probably be obsolete in a couple of years, and I think that prediction has more or less come true, or at least to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And we're talking now in early March of 2013, and I'm going to guess that in another couple of years we'll have to do this little interview over again. But so the basic question we're addressing is, you have a website and you've read somewhere, or you just know that more and more people are surfing the web using handheld devices. And if you've ever used one of those devices to access your website, or a lot of websites, you're going to find they're very, very difficult to navigate and to see. Either they're shrunk down and everything's very tiny and hard to see, or you're just getting part of the page at a time. And so there are a number of options for getting a mobile version of your website out there that will take care of a lot of those problems. And I guess maybe the first place to start would be WordPress. Do you want to say a word or two about that?
Yes, sure. So WordPress, for anyone who doesn't know what it is, was originally a system set up for blogging, but it's developed into a whole content management system for websites and blogs. And the great thing about, if you have a WordPress site, there's all sorts of different themes, which is sort of like the templates that you can use for your website. And there's all sorts of add-ons, which they call plugins, which are really applications that you add onto the site. And some of the themes themselves come with a built-in mobile version. So that means that if you have that, you've built your website using that theme, if you then access your website on your mobile device, it will have automatically be converted into a format that is mobile friendly. So sized, the way the navigation is the links to the different pages. Those will be sort of changed in location and how you access them to make them more appropriate for the phone. Mm-hmm. And the pages are sized so you can see the text and it scrolls down. Mm-hmm. So you can easily read it on the phone rather than having to kind of shift your view from side to side and, you know, it automatically. So that's a very nice feature. If the theme you're using doesn't have that, there are these plugins which can do the exact same thing for you, and there's a variety to choose from. And if you want to get even more, and most of them are free, to give you a basic mobile, but you can, if you want to really, you know, customize the mobile experience, there are,
there are ways to do that as well. Yeah. But I would say for anyone who's listening, who is contemplating a redo of their website, that this might be a good time to, if they have a conventional website, to switch over to WordPress
because
you get that. You get two for one, and you also get connected into a kind of an ecosystem that allows for all sorts of other things. Like
WordPress
just a
system, I highly recommend for a number of reasons.
Right. It has a lot of advantages over conventional. Another major advantage for people is that it's very easy to make editing changes without really much of any technical knowledge. It's a pretty good platform. And there are apparently a couple of other platforms that I'm not as familiar with.
Yeah, I think there are other ones that have a similar type system, but WordPress is by far, I think, the best known and the biggest,
and very, very well supported. There are millions of people out there producing stuff for WordPress, and almost all of it is free. So,
almost all that you would need
that
is
you
free.
Would need is for free.
There's lots of stuff you can pay for if you want, you know, to get extra. It's usually more for design features, really slick design.
Right.
But
oh,
they've
sure.
got really nice free ones, so, you know, unless you've, you know, got money to spare.
Right. But for most websites that an Alexander teacher would have, WordPress really has it all.
I pretty much always just use
I wouldn't get anything else anymore for all of these reasons. So that's certainly one way to take care of the mobile issue. Now, if you have a website that is not that's like an HTML site, that is, uses standard code, then you have a couple of I think you really have three choices that I can think of. The first is you could convert it to a WordPress site. And if it's a fairly simple site, that is, it has just a few pages of straightforward site with 4, 5, 6 pages, to convert that to a WordPress site is not that big a job. I think you said that you've done that for people.
I've done that for a few people now, and it's, you know.
It can all be done in a day, you know.
It can be done in a day. It might not be looking absolutely perfect in one day, but it will certainly be back up and running within hours.
So your site might be down for a little while, but then it'll be back up as a WordPress, and, of course, at that point, it'll be mobile friendly. Mm-hmm. So that's one solution. Another solution, if you have... let's stay with fairly simple sites, like, you know, a basic site that has a number of pages, but not vast number of pages and not a very complex navigation system. There is another alternative which has recently appeared called dudamobile.com, D-U-D-A mobile.com, which is free for sites that have relatively small numbers of visitors. I think you can get 500 page views a month for the mobile version, and it'll kind of automatically convert your site into a mobile-friendly site. You can play around with it and adjust things. It does a pretty good job.
Yeah, I agree.
It's impressive, really. It's an impressive little piece of technology. It's possible you can just do this yourself by going to their website.
Yeah, it's really, they
make it easy.
Talk it through, yeah. You just follow the steps.
Right.
Yep.
The free version of that, will have advertising on it, and it seems like the advertising, it's all at the top, and it's all for their services. And if you are an individual teacher, chances are that free version will be more than enough to take care of your needs, at least for now. Over time, as mobile searches become even greater, you might have to reassess. They have a premium version, which is around $9 a month, I think. And I would say that if you are thinking of the premium version, you'd probably be better off simply paying the upfront money to get your site converted to WordPress. Because it would, within a couple of years, you'd be spending as much money on that premium version as you would on a redesigned WordPress site.
I think you're probably right.
Right. And then we have the option of, if you have a complex site, and I've had this issue with the Complete Guide to the Alexander Technique, it's really gigantic. To convert that to WordPress is would just be a huge project, and some aspects of it would not convert very easily, like the lists of teachers and so on. I don't really know how that would work out. But an option, if you have a complex site, is to create a separate WordPress site that's a sort of a simplified version of your original site. Maybe has the essential material there. And then it's pretty easy to set things up so that when someone goes to your regular site with a smartphone, they're automatically redirected to this WordPress stripped down version of your site. And it can be set up so that they can get back to your site as well, if you know, you want to have it possible to go in both directions.
Yeah, it occurs to me, I don't know the answer to this question, but it occurs to me you may even be able to use the free version of WordPress, as in the public version, to do that.
You mean the one that you get when you just sign up for WordPress?
Yeah. So what I mean is you wouldn't need to buy a domain. You could just...
Oh, I suppose you could, yeah.
I mean, they don't have all the plugins and everything that the installed version has. But I'm sure some of the themes have a mobile version. Anyway, oh. I don't know. I'm putting that out there as a possibility.
Right. Yeah, if you are going to get a backup, sort of a mobile version of your site and keep the original one, and you're going to use WordPress as that backup, I would say you're probably better off getting a domain name. It's not that expensive. You could even have a name that has the word mobile in it or something to kind of distinguish it from your regular site. A domain name is pretty inexpensive. And if you're hosting, with most people who host websites, most companies, and certainly my hosting system, the hosting for that extra site wouldn't cost you anything because you can host than one domain name. I think almost every hosting service allows for that. So your costs would be just the domain name, maybe $10 a year, $12 a year, and getting a very simple WordPress site up and running, and then setting up the code for redirecting, which I had to figure out for myself, and I've done the research, and I'd be happy to show anyone how to do that. It's pretty simple. So, what else should we add on this?
Well, just, I guess, to reiterate how important being mobile is now.
It is becoming crucial. Yeah.
You know, my son, who's, almost 18, I mean, he does everything on his phone.
Mm-hmm. Does all this web surfing.
And it's just going that way, I think,
Yeah, I think it's hard for people, people like myself. I'll just take it as an example. I find it very difficult to understand why anyone would want to do any serious amount of web surfing on a phone, but a lot of people do, more and more people are doing it.
And I think, unlike when we first talked, and it was just really the very big websites like Amazon and Facebook and... Mm-hmm. Who had slick mobile versions. I think most companies of any size at all.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Have them now, and I know my son would say, "Oh, I don't like going to that site because it's not I use this one instead because there's a nice mobile version of, you know, something like that. So people are actually deciding where they want to go
based on whether
based on how easy it is to do on their phone. So
in a way, it's a little bit analogous to the situation with regular websites 10, 12 years ago. That is, some people had websites and some people didn't, and the people who didn't were at a significant disadvantage, but it wasn't the case that everybody had a website. Well, now everybody who's at all serious about being noticed has a website, but now the new frontier is your website mobile friendly?
Yeah.
And I, from what I can see for the Complete Guide website, about 25 to 30% of all the people coming to that site are coming from mobile devices. Mm. And that's been growing steadily. And I imagine within a few years, it'll be the majority of people. Mm-hmm. And of course, all the big companies have long ago had mobile versions. Google, Amazon, Facebook, mm-hmm. any major company has a mobile friendly site. But most Alexander sites don't.
Yeah.
The majority, I would say, don't. And I guess one little technical detail that I discovered, because I was using something that we were in from our earlier conversation, we had both created mobile sites using a different service from the one we just talked about, and it was a good stopgap measure. But one of the problems with it was that it kind of didn't differentiate between tablets and smartphones. And really, for most Alexander sites, they will work fine on a tablet.
Yeah, and you don't want the mobile.
You don't want the mobile version. And the beauty of, it seems like the WordPress plugins restrict it to just very small screens, and which is what you want. And this Duda mobile system seems to do that. Mm-hmm. And if you're creating your own backup site and you want only people who are using very small screens to be automatically redirected, there is code that you can easily put, that I talked about earlier, that can actually specify the size screen that you want to include. And basically, it's just the size of smartphones.
Yeah.
Or an iPod or something, mm-hmm. like iPad. Mm-hmm. So, not an iPad. An iPad? Yeah, an iPod.
Pod.
An iPod. I get those confused. So, it's important that you differentiate between different kinds of mobile devices. And also, I should say that the guy who's the president of Google has said that pretty soon, Google is the Google smartphone version is not going, when you do a search, is not going to include websites that don't have a mobile version. Mm. And
so then you just won't even be in the game.
You won't even be in the game. So it's pretty important to do something to get your site mobile ready. It could be a stopgap measure, such as we've talked about, or if you switch over to WordPress, then you've got it all taken care of. So I think we've kind of covered it. Anything else you can think of?
Yeah, just a quick word about the WordPress. Mm-hmm. Is not all themes automatically come with a mobile version. So if you're doing this yourself or you have another designer doing it, just make sure that they know that you want to have the mobile plugin or a theme that supports a mobile version.
Yes, that would be really important. I mean, I can think of just off the top of my head, two or three Alexander Technique sites that cost a ton of money, that many thousands of dollars, which to me is a huge amount to pay for a website, which are not mobile ready.
Yeah.
So I won't say any more. Anyway, anything else you want to add?
I think we've probably got it covered.
Okay. So my guest has been Imogen Ragone, who is a website designer, an Alexander teacher in Wilmington, Delaware. By the podcast, we'll put links to the to this new mobile site that we talked about, and we're going to use this interview to replace our previous one. So, Imogen, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.